Let's get our bromance on. Let's get our bromance on. Let's get our bromance on.
Welcome to the Nerdlist, episode 92. I'm John.
And Sean.
The list today, Sean, is our top 10 man crushes. How'd you do on this list?
I did good. I found it to be very easy.
Well, you talk about a lot of these guys all the time, but apparently you said your list isn't going to be as predictable as I thought it was.
Well, the top probably will be, but
okay.
Overall, I don't think it's going to be too awful bad.
I think my top is real predictable, but I mix it up on the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
So. Alrighty then. Let's jump right on in, Sean. You say you go first, so you claim. Although, yes. I do remember you clearly saying last episode with...
Like I said, you go first. Because I remember you went last this time.
That's right. Well, my number 10, Sean, is from my childhood. A guy that I looked up to and wanted to be like and tried to style my hair after. That's Mark Paul Gosselaar. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea who that is.
That is Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, God.
And I wanted his ability. You know that timeout? He'd look at the camera, timeout, and everything would stop.
Yes.
Kind of explain everything. He didn't really do anything ever useful with it. It was just a kind of a narrative tool.
Oh, I hated that show.
I don't know how you hated that show.
I just did.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Really?
I'm not saying there wasn't hot girls in it. It was just annoying.
It was a fun show. I mean, obviously the acting isn't the greatest, but it was an enjoyable show to me. And I really liked his character. He was definitely kind of the ladies' man type.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose. Whatever. I guess he had cool hair.
You'd give me the hair, huh?
Yeah, I'll give you the hair. That's about it, though. All right, John, my number 10 is going to shock you. A guy that every movie he has ever made, I have just loved. And growing up, I always acted like his characters from several of his movies, and that's Mel Gibson. Ever since I saw The Road Warrior when I was a baby, my phone's ringing.
Way to be professional, Sean.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Ever since I saw The Road Warrior when I was really young, I loved Mel Gibson. Braveheart, Patriot, all those movies are greatness. Lethal Weapon. You know, I even bought my Beretta pistol because it was the one that Martin Riggs carried in Lethal Weapon. So I do have a heavy bromance with Mel Gibson.
Heavy bromance with him.
Yes.
A fine choice, Sean. One that I completely looked over. I don't know how. I know you enjoy the Lethal Weapon movies, so I should have expected this one, but nice. But I didn't. And I think it's a great choice. I mean, he has some of the most manliest butt-kicking movies in his repertoire, so excellent choice with Braveheart and The Patriot and The Lethal Weapons, and I'm sure there are more that I'm leaving out.
Burn on a Wire.
Sure.
Greatness. Mad Max.
Yes. Good choice, Sean.
Thank you.
I haven't watched those Mad Max, that whole series.
You should. You know, they're very old, but still pretty good.
Yeah, I have them on my Netflix queue. I just haven't got around to it yet. Okay, Sean, my number 9 is Kevin Smith. And before we were interrupted and had to redo this segment by, you know, your cell phone, you said that you didn't know who Kevin Smith was. I sent you a picture. It jogs your memory. But just by you saying you don't know who Kevin Smith is, you completely lose, I don't know how much nerd credit points have just gone flying out the window.
That's fine.
Do you know what Kevin Smith does, what he does other than being Silent Bob?
He was in Clerks.
He wrote and directed Clerks, yeah. That was his first movie. He had a whole series of movies where he used a lot of the same characters, Mallrats, Dogma, Jason Gamey, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2,
the sequel to Clerks.
Yeah. You didn't see that one coming, did you? Okay.
Do you hear that licking sound? That's so funny.
Yeah, I do. That's really gross. I thought it was you smacking. Do you know what else he has done, Sean?
Ninja Turtles?
What's... He did something in Ninja... He did a voice in Ninja Turtles, like a... Not a main character, but...
Oh, that was a total guess.
In the TMNT movie, the one that came out a few years back.
Oh.
Computer animated. Anyway, Sean, what is one of the things you could do that give you, like, the most nerd cred ever?
Being Die Hard?
Not movie, Sean.
Oh, so if I said Daredevil, that would be bad?
He was also, he did play a small part in Daredevil. Would you quit looking at IMDb?
No, I recognize his face and I keep thinking, no, bruh, it's always good. Is he smacking his gum? Okay, I don't know what gives him more cred.
He's written a lot of comics, Sean.
Oh, well, there you go.
Writer. Yeah, he wrote for Daredevil. In fact, I believe he was writing Daredevil whenever he was in the Daredevil movie.
Well, I'll be danged.
You'd be danged. He's also written another one of your favorites, or ones you like, Green Arrow.
There you go.
Yeah. He also wrote one that I really like, and I was reading a lot of, Green Hornet. Yeah.
All right.
So take that.
Take that.
Yeah, so he has the job that I would like, and for a larger man, he's kind of attractive.
All right.
Put that out there.
Just throwing that out there and see what happens, right?
Yep, just going to see what happens.
Yeah. All right, John. My number 9 is an old man. He's an old man, but he's still awesome. Have you ever watched Storage Wars?
Kevin Smith also podcasts. I've been listening to one called Jay and Silent Bob.
Thank you for totally blowing my number 9.
Yeah, you like how I just erased over it?
Yeah, I would get it. Kevin Smith. Okay. I've seen better. Okay, moving on. Can we get to my number 9 now? Because my number 9 is so much cooler. So much cooler than Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Storage Wars?
I've seen it once.
Barry, the old man, he is flipping awesome. I want to be Barry. I want to have Barry's life. He's rich. He's freaking cool. He wears the dark, like the glasses that when you go out in the sun kind of turn dim. He's just awesome.
The guy from Storage Wars.
Yes. I watch that show a lot. He's loaded. He'll just go buy units because there's a box he wants to look in.
Now, I guess Storage Wars isn't the one that I've seen. I guess I saw one of those other storage movies, or shows, not movies. I'm looking at a picture of the guy. Sorry, Sean, but Kevin Smith is a lot more attractive.
Well, I'm not saying he's not. Well, I'm sorry, neither one of these guys are even remotely attractive at all. I mean, they're both very ugly, but Barry is just very cool.
Yeah, I could see him pulling off cool.
I mean, he's like a 70-year-old pimp. It's awesome.
Is that awesome? Being a 70-year-old pimp, is that something to aspire to?
He is freaking cool. He's got all these old cars, and he's a collector. It's just awesome.
I gotcha. His lifestyle is what's really attractive to you.
He's as cool as Jack Nicholson. Let's put it that way.
Okay, I gotcha. My number 8, Mark Wahlberg.
Back to Barry, man. Let's go back to Barry.
Let's go back.
Oh, go ahead. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I've mentioned before that it's a toss-up between – I'd have a hard time telling the difference between Mark Wahlberg and Matt Damon.
Well, if it was a good movie, it was Matt Damon. If it was a bad movie, it was Mark Wahlberg.
Really? The Fighter? Have you seen The Fighter?
That was all right. Yeah, that was good because Christian Bale made it good.
That was a good movie. Forget you. I like Mark Wahlberg. What was the other one that he was in here recently? I really liked it. Where he's like a smuggler.
Yeah.
Contraband?
Yeah.
Contraband. I thought that was excellent, too.
I'm not a huge Mark Wahlberg fan. I never have been. I mean, he's not horrible. He's not a worst actor, but I just don't think he's that great.
So, anyway, this is how I come down with it, is since I can't really tell the difference too well between Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg, and I like them both, and I like both their movies, I just go with Mark Wahlberg has more muscles. So
there you go.
I'm going to go with him.
He's also extremely short.
Well, he's not huge. I'm not. What's he? He's got to be around my height.
I don't know how tall he is.
I bet he's about 5.
He just looks really tall, really short.
Let's look it up.
I am right now. How tall is Mark Wahlberg? 5'7".
Wait, 5'7", really?
Yep.
No way he's that short.
That's what it said. And then another one says 5'8", almost 5'8", 173 centimeters.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a shorty, man. And you know what? I just think of him as a short one.
I had no clue he was that short. Okay. Well, that's I learned something today, Sean.
Matt Damon's 5'10".
Well, there we go. We're at my height now.
It's kind of defeating, isn't it?
So do I want height or muscles?
It's kind of defeating, isn't it?
That's what it comes down to right there.
Well, that's awesome. you know, my number 8 is 6'2".
6'2", huh?
Yep.
Stone Cold.
No. Are we done with Mark Wahlberg? I'm sorry I didn't have much good to say about it.
No, we're done with Mark Wahlberg.
Not a huge Mark Wahlberg fan.
I understand.
All right, well, my number 8 is not overly famous, but he was just freaking awesome in Lost, and that's Josh Holloway. 6'2", Josh Holloway. And I wish he could get his career going, because I think he's a pretty good actor. I did like him in the latest, what was the movie, the latest Mission Impossible. I thought he had a really good role, even though it was very short. I thought he pulled it off pretty well. And I think he could be an action star. But love the dude. Love his hair in Lost. Freaking awesome.
Which one is he the...
That's Sawyer.
Oh, Sawyer. Okay. Yeah, I like Sawyer. I like his character in that. But his part in that movie, the Mission Impossible one?
Yeah.
His voice sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked him better with the short hair, too.
All right.
he's an attractive guy.
Sure he is. You know, this thing that scares me, though, is he kind of favors Grady, which bothers me. So I can't think he's attractive and a nice looking man because I think he looks like Grady and ugh.
He's your man crush.
Grady's my man crush.
I'm gonna send this to Grady.
Oh God.
You need to send this to him. Sean expresses his true feelings for you. I think it's a good choice, Sean. I don't know him from. Do you know him from anything else other than those two things, Lost and?
No, not really. He's been in a couple of, like, you know, not very good movies.
How do you know they're not very good if you haven't seen them?
I've given them a chance, but they're really horrible.
Oh, okay. Which then takes us to my number 7, a guy I don't know a whole lot about, but I used to see him in commercials a lot, music videos, and I just couldn't help but think he was, like, the coolest looking person ever, and that's Lenny Kravitz.
I like Lenny Kravitz.
I don't know a whole lot of his music. The music that I have heard, I've really liked. But I just think he looks like the coolest human being ever. As simple as that. He's like a modern day Jimi Hendrix. I don't know if he's as talented as Jimi Hendrix, but I think if Jimi Hendrix were around now, he would look like Lenny Kravitz.
Another short one.
Is he short too?
He's 5'9".
Nah, that's not too bad.
Well, it says 5'8½". I'm sorry. I'm looking up the height of everybody now.
Just judge everybody on height, huh?
Yeah. Height. Well, I have one that's 5'7" on my list, so, which I didn't know until I started doing this.
I have another guy I know who's 5'7".
I like Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is cool. He is cool. I think I would like to hang out with this guy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. American Woman. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. That's it. Okay, John. My number 7 is somebody that you probably also have a man crush on. And that's because he's so freaking amazing. How about Goldberg?
You said he was 6'2"? Or that was the other guy that was 6'2"? Goldberg was 6'3".
Goldberg's 6'3", yeah. Josh Holloway was 6'2".
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you, and he probably would have been on my list, but I remember you saying you were taking him.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. He is everything. He is wrestling. We all wanted to be him.
Yeah, I definitely did growing up. I just thought he was the coolest. Of course, me in middle school, you in high school.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we would both still think it was awesome if he still wrestled.
Oh, I know. He's getting up there in age, though. His window is almost shut.
Yeah, he needs to. If he's going to come back, he needs to do it in the next couple months.
I wish he would. I was watching a match the other day with him on, what was it? Oh, I have the whole collection of the SummerSlams.
Yeah.
And I was watching the Elimination Chamber that they had in 2003 at the SummerSlam. And just the way he was picking people up and tossing them, I was like, you don't see anybody now just manhandle and just move and throw guy, press guy, people over their heads with as much ease as he did.
Yeah. You either have the power or you have the, agility. He had both, which is what made him so amazing. It really is.
I just wish he loved wrestling more, and that was because wrestling was kind of his gateway or means to another end, you know?
Right.
Excellent choice, Sean.
Thank you.
My number six is another wrestler, Sean, a current one. 6'6", 280 pounds.
Great Cully.
No. I didn't say 7'6".
Oh.
That's Sheamus.
Oh, Goldberg would destroy Sheamus.
I think they could have some good matches nowadays.
You know, Sheamus annoys me. I mean, I'm sorry to say that. I like Sheamus as a wrestler, but I think he's a better bad guy. I just like bad guys better. For some reason or another, when somebody's good for a while, it annoys me.
But that's the way it works. I mean, it's easier for wrestlers to get over and to become known as bad guys.
Right.
And so Sheamus put in his time as that, and you get to a point eventually where you've been in the business for long enough where it doesn't matter, you're going to be liked.
Yeah.
And Sheamus was at about that point, and so he's a good guy now. I mean, you can't help it. Like for instance, when Hulk Hogan was supposed to face The Rock as NWO member.
Right. Yeah.
In that WrestleMania 18, I mean, The Rock was supposed to be the good guy, but everybody was cheering their heads off for Hulk Hogan just because he's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, and there's still a lot of bad guys even now that really get a lot of love.
Yeah.
They shouldn't, but they do. Oh, boy. Good one. Yeah, he's okay, I guess. He is a good wrestler.
I think he's a great wrestler. I think he has – now, of course, he's pale as a ghost, but he has a nice, solid build and not like a roided-out-looking build.
Sure, either. Absolutely.
You know, very strong. He just seems like the essence of manliness to me. I don't know if we can put that – if that can be put in better terms. Probably can't, but that's how I'm going to put it.
He's Irish. All right. Good. I'm going to move on now.
All right, move on.
Starting to get a little uncomfortable here. All right, we're on number six. My number six is a new actor, and you will know him well after this year, John. And that's Taylor Kitsch. Are you familiar with Taylor Kitsch?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Well, he was Gambit in the Wolverine movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's in John Carter coming out.
He's the main guy.
And then he's also in Battleship coming out. He's the main guy in Battleship.
Okay.
And he got his start. Well, first of all, I think it was one of his first movies was Snakes on a Plane. He was the dude that was macking down with a girl in the bathroom and got killed. But he got his real good start whenever he was Tim Riggins on Friday Night Lights, the TV show that came out a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Cool guy. I heard him on ESPN Radio today. They were interviewing him. He sounds like a lot of fun.
I like his movie roles. I wasn't a huge fan of the portrayal of Remy LeBeau. I don't know why I can't think of his.
Yeah, he sounded more Southern than he sounded Cajun.
Yeah, I just didn't have that thick Cajun accent that I like the cartoon guy had. Other than that, I thought he was for the look anyway, good choice.
Yeah.
And then I'm excited about the John Carter movie because I'm reading those comics.
Warrior of
Mars. Yeah, Jennifer doesn't want to see it at all.
We can go see it. Well, Christina wants to see that because she likes Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if I tell Jennifer that Christina's going, she'll go.
Yeah.
Okay, my number...
Oh, wait, 5'11".
5'11", okay. It's better than 5'7", 5'9".
Yeah.
Okay. My number five, another one that I really looked up to as a kid is in the movies, and another one I tried to style my hair after, Christopher Reeve.
Oh, yeah.
Superman. I don't know. You don't get cooler than Superman as a kid. And so really looked up to this guy. I wanted my hair to be black like his. And I tried to put all this hair product in my hair to make it look slick like his and everything. And
6'4", Christopher Reeve, too.
Is he really? 6'4"?
Yeah, well, he was.
Yeah. And I had this Superman shirt and cape, and a plastic, like, cape. I tie it around, and then I had this jacket, this, like, sports jacket I put over, and I have the glasses. And I do that whole sequence where he runs and then takes it off and takes the glasses off. And then I couldn't fly after that point, so I just go put the jacket back on, the glasses back on, and I do it all over again.
So this was when you were in 8th grade, 9th grade?
Somewhere around there. I think I may have carried it on through 11th. Junior.
Yeah. So you weren't you didn't have a man crush on Christopher Reeve. You had a man crush on Superman.
No, it's Superman, but Christopher Reeve is Superman to me.
That's true. You're
that's
right.
That's what I grew up with.
I give you that one. I give you that. Hey, that's a good one, man. That's a good one. He was awesome. God, he was awesome. Now, other than, you know, he's one of those guys that got kind of, after Superman, it was hard for him to get a role. You know, that, he was Superman, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he was, but, you know, I'll take that role all day.
What was he in? Children of the Corn, Children of the Dam, something like that?
I don't know which one it was. It was one of those John Carpenter movies.
Yeah, he was in one of those.
Yeah, well, he was in a lot of other movies, too. Just wasn't. You know, there was one movie where he actually played a paralyzed guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, good choice. I skipped right over him. I skipped over a lot of the older guys, which I probably should have thought a little better on. All right, John, my number five is somebody that you don't know very well. And 5'8", standing 5'8", awesomeness is Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, I don't know him well.
He's the lead singer for Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
Pretty cool guy. And you need to watch that Pearl Jam 20. It's on Netflix. There's scenes where he was trying to wow the crowd, and he said that, you know, he was trying to do crazy things. So he would climb up to the top of these sets, 50 feet off the ground, and be swinging around up there with no net or anything. And just pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
And he said he did it because he wanted to impress people. But I like him because they, you know, Pearl Jam was their original singer died from drugs, a drug overdose. So they never really got into drugs after that. And he came in later. So, you know, he's never really been a stoner and all that stuff, which is kind of hard to find for, you know, these guys, at least.
Mm-hmm.
These grunge bands.
Have you heard that song that Weird Al does, My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder?
No.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I try to not do anything, listen to anything from him.
Really?
Not a huge fan.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Now, Pearl Jam, on the other hand, that's awesome. Best band ever.
Yeah, in the song, he's talking about how, like, brooding and dark Eddie Vedder is. And
yeah.
His girlfriend's in love with him. I mean, one of the lines in there is, well, let's just see how jealous she'll get when I start stalking Alanis Morissette. So, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know anything about this guy. I don't think I've ever listened to a whole lot of Pearl Jam either.
Except for in my car.
In your car, yeah. My number four is kind of going off you, too. Just like you had a wrestler, I had a wrestler, and then you had a singer, I have a singer. And mine's not near as famous as Eddie Vedder. That's Mike Carrera of my favorite band from when I was growing up, and that's MXPX. And this is another guy I tried very hard to emulate. Got me playing instrument, got me playing in bands. And I tried to, again, through high school, tried to mimic his hairstyle and the way he dressed and everything.
Yeah, I never listened to this band, so I don't know much about him either. So I'm kind of in the same boat you were in on Eddie Vedder.
Yeah.
But
just in high school, I went to concerts like every other week. I went to shows every other week, and I got to see these. I've seen these guys play about 8 times. Haven't seen him at all in the last, like, 6-7 years, but they put on a good show, and he was always entertaining to watch. And he always wrote, another thing I admired about him, he wrote all the music for all of their things, and He had about two other sideband projects he did while doing MXPX that he wrote all the music for, too. So a very talented musician.
Do you know how tall he is?
I've met him before. He's got to be between 5'8 and 5'10. He's cool. Not very tall.
Very cool. All right. Moving on. Mutter before, I think we both know, which is great. And that would be the 6'2" Eric Bana.
Yeah, good call.
You know I love Eric Bana. And I've almost came to the conclusion that I need to watch the Star Trek. I've almost come to the conclusion that I need to.
So. You have not watched that movie yet,
Sean? I have, and I told you I did, so you'd leave me alone. But I do want to watch it. Me and Kristen were talking about the other day. There's too many guys that I like. Carl Urba and him, both. They're, like, both awesome.
Yeah.
So I need to watch it.
I like Carl Urban's character in that movie. He plays
Bones.
Bones.
That's what it said. I looked it up the other day. Or maybe Eric Bana played Bones.
Carl Urban plays Doc. What's his name? The Doctor McCoy. McCoy, that's his name. Yeah, you need to watch that movie. It is excellent. Jennifer had wanted to have no part of it when we went and saw the movie. I kind of drug her along, and she loved it.
Yeah, I do need to give it a chance.
Yeah, I wish Eric Bana would have stuck with the Hulk, seeing as now we're on the third one.
By the way, Eric Bana was Nero.
Nero, okay.
Nero. And Carl Urban was Bones.
Bones. Is that like a abbreviation?
Sure.
Now again, I'm going to have to look this up, Sean.
I am looking at it right now on IMDb.
Well, that's awesome, but I know his name was McCoy. I know the doctor's name, the character that he played from the original. I was in two thoughts here, Sean, so instead of typing Star Trek, I typed Star McCoy.
You know what? Maybe we should wait, because Carl Urban's a little higher on my list.
Wait for what?
Carl Urban, he's a little higher. Eric Bana was number four.
I knew as soon as you brought Carl Urban up, I was like, I figured he'd have him on the list.
Yeah.
It does say Bones. I guess his name might have been Bones McCoy.
Yeah, maybe that's just his nickname.
Yeah, Leonard Bones McCoy. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I can't argue with you. I don't know. I haven't seen it. All right. Yeah, Eric Bana. And you still haven't seen Hannah, have you?
No, I haven't seen Hannah.
God, it was good.
Does he have a long part in it, or does he just kind of set things up?
Oh, no. Yeah, he has a very long part. He's one of the main characters.
Well, I knew he was mainish, but I didn't know.
Yeah. He's not the main character. He's like the second main character. Obviously, Hannah is the main character. That's the movie. But, yeah, he's pretty big. Like he does go away for about an hour of the movie, then he comes back.
He goes away for an hour's worth of the movie?
You just don't see his character for like an hour, but then he's in the rest of the movie.
How long is the movie?
Well, I say hour, probably about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But he has to, because you have to identify with Hannah.
Yeah. You know?
So, but yeah, he's very cool. And he has a lot of good movies. Everything he's played in, I've thought it's been really good.
Yeah, I think he's a very good actor and relatively muscular.
Yeah.
Good manly guy.
Hector!
Yeah. Every time I watch that movie, Troy, I root for him so much, even though I know he's going to lose.
Yes, because that's what you know, going into that movie, I was like, Greek, yeah, go Greeks, go Greeks. And then I started watching, I was like, go Trojans. What am I doing? Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the guy with the wife and the kid, and he's good, and he's, you know, not cocky. Yeah, you root for him. So that was a good fight scene, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
You do root for him, though.
Okay, my number three.
All right.
Bruce friggin' Lee.
Bruce Lee, I figured he'd be your number one. Oh, what am I talking about? I know you're number one.
Do you? Probably do.
Yeah.
Just like I know you're number one.
It's your number one for, I'm sure it's Elvis. Good God.
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Bruce Lee, 5'7", very muscular and very fast and a very formidable fighter. Well, supposedly, I don't know that if he ever, I don't know how often he really fought someone. I say that, but then I heard that on the set of his movie, the Enter the Dragon, like the stuntmen and the extras, like he was constantly challenged and had to whoop people daily because they were, you know, just trying to challenge his machismo-ness.
He couldn't even beat Dick Grayson.
Do not give me that crap.
Oh, they fought to a draw. He fought to a draw with Robin.
I told you that story, right?
Yes.
About how...
He was afraid for his life.
Yeah, he was scared because he knew that Bruce Lee was upset that they had written it to where Robin was going to win. And so,
I didn't think he won. I thought they were just pretty even.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they may have changed it in the...
Oh, yeah. Thing
later on, but originally, that's the way it was. I heard... I think I have a VHS tape where that interview is taking place. I need to let you borrow it. It's pretty funny. But yeah, Bruce Lee, I don't know what else is to be said. I've talked about him I don't know how many times.
I think he was tall, John.
Yeah, tall. 5'7".
You know, I should have put Brandon Lee on my list, because I had totally had a man crush on him.
Yeah, I know that you did. Well, jeez. Him and Sting.
Yeah, that's true. Sting totally ripped him off, by the way.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's like he's ripping off the Joker currently.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. At least Brandon Lee was 5'11". Oh, by the way, Eric Bana was 6'2". Just so you know.
You told me that, I believe.
Oh, maybe I did. I'm telling you again. Deal with it.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, John. My number three is somebody that you've developed, I think, over the last year, a remote man crush for. Actually, what am I talking about? You can't even stand him. That's Chris Jericho.
It doesn't matter how many times I tell you I like a guy or appreciate him, you say I hate him.
I love Chris Jericho. Now, you talk about somebody with awesome hair. Even with short hair, his hair is awesome. But nothing beats the long hair Chris Jericho from the early 2000s and even his WCW days.
That puff.
This dude's got some hair. The line, like the really long hair, and he would braid it up and it'd have like... I don't know, like a big key-looking thing on the top of his head.
Well, he was the Lionheart. He has to have a mane, Sean.
That's true. And this is another one of those guys not overly huge. I mean, he's still jacked up, but he's not overly huge.
No.
Which is cool.
You can see him walking around with street clothes. You wouldn't think that he was...
Yeah, now, he did like Men's Health last year, and he was flexing and stuff. He's actually fairly big, but not overly big. I just wish he'd go back to the stinking... pants, and I hate the underwear.
I don't even pay attention to what they're wearing.
I know, and I do hope he beats CM Punk.
I know, and it's probably about time for it, so WrestleMania, he probably will.
In fact, he probably will, and then CM Punk will win it back or something.
I don't know. He's had his run in the spotlight. They'll move him on to something for a little while.
It's almost time. They gotta
spread that belt around to build some people.
Cena's going to have to win it again pretty soon.
Maybe. Anyways, anytime Cena wins it from now on, it's just a transitional thing, so somebody else gets over at his expense by being beat.
Well, and you need to look at Chris Jericho's pictures and look at the Thor. He's dressed up as Thor in one picture. It's really kind of funny.
That's okay. Yeah, I've gained an appreciation for him. He's an excellent, excellent wrestler, and he does really good mic work also. My number two, one that I can't believe you don't have on your list. I thought we would have shared this one up at the top, Sean. That's Sylvester Stallone.
I knew you had him.
Love his movies.
He's on my honorable mention. He does make good movies.
And we've talked about this before. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He writes a movie, and that movie wins Best Picture at the Academy Awards, that movie being Rocky. So he wrote and starred in that movie. And I believe he wrote all the Rockies or had a hand in writing all of them. Very good. And, of course, the Rambo series. Just man's movies.
Yeah.
And the great work that is Oscar, of course, flexing his comedic muscles.
Hey, you know, he also wrote the second Rambo, which was nominated for Academy Award.
Yeah. Yeah, he writes a lot of his stuff. I believe he wrote... this most recent one, Expendables, right?
Yeah, he did. Now, we don't know how tall Sylvester Stallone is, because it says 5'10". I'm not buying it.
I think he might be 5'10".
I've heard, you know, it says here everybody thinks he's about 5'7", but he's reported as being 5'10".
Yeah, he's not a super tall guy.
Yep. Very cool guy, though. I mean, yeah, awesome. Everything he just, greatness. He's so great. And 65 years old to still be that freaking huge.
Do you know about his mother?
I don't know her personally.
What his mom does?
What does she do?
Like, you know they have palm readers?
Yeah.
She's a butt reader.
Really?
She reads people's butts.
Wow. Is she still alive?
I believe so. If she's not, then she was not too long ago.
Yeah, Jacqueline Stallone, the foremost American rumpologist.
How weird is that?
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone is a weird guy himself.
Yeah, he's a little weird.
But usually the artistic types are.
That's awesome.
Gonna go get your fortune read?
No. Oh, it looks like she died.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she died. Well, hold on. Is an American... it says astrologer. Yeah, she's still alive.
Okay. What's your number two, Sean?
My number two is Carl Urban, who we've already talked about.
I've heard about this guy before. Wasn't he in something we've talked about here recently?
Yes, pretty much everything that is good he's been in. Lord of the Rings!
Ooh, everything that is good, Sean?
Okay, maybe not everything that's good. I like Doom, though.
I was about to ask, have you seen Doom?
I liked it.
Ugh.
I thought it was entertaining. I didn't like it when they went to like the first-person shooter type, walking around. I thought that was kind of crappy.
Yeah, you got to do that for the Doom.
Yeah, but I liked his fight with the Rock. I thought that was a pretty good fight scene at the end. So, not too bad.
I always forget that he was in Lord of the Rings because he plays that other guy with all that facial hair and the long hair.
Yeah.
What's that other one, the where he plays the Native American that gets...
Yeah, Pathfinder.
Oh, no, he's the...
It's the Viking that's left. The
Viking that's left to the Native Americans, yeah.
Yeah, Pathfinder. I thought that was pretty good.
I can't remember it that well. I just remember I didn't care for it a whole lot, but I didn't hate it either, so...
Right.
Good choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I started taking notice of him once you brought him to my attention, and I really like his work. My number one.
Elvis.
Aaron.
It's so easy.
Presley. Yeah, that's my number one.
There's no shock there. We've only talked about him on every episode.
Are you surprised?
Oh. What else did we say? We already know. We've already talked about him 30 times.
Yeah, Bruce Lee, Stallone, and Elvis, my top three, we've talked about plenty of times, and for that very reason, guys that I like, but Elvis, acting, he does the movies, he does the music.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm there. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. He is very cool.
I have almost all of his movies and almost all of his music, and it's excellent stuff.
Yeah.
Another guy I tried to style my hair as a kid.
You can't deny the greatness of Elvis.
No. Can't be done. If anyone tries to, they will be smacked.
It should be, too.
Yes.
All right. I just wish we could say more about your number one that we haven't already said, but yeah, kind of have.
Yeah.
All right, John.
Kind of like your number one.
Can you guess who my number one is?
Could it be Liam Qui-Gon Jinn Neeson?
Yes. Very good. Very good. Okay, I don't know. He's awesome. You know, this guy, he's not overly, you know, he won't overwhelm you with his looks. Very rugged, very big, 6'4".
Hmm.
And, just looks like one of those guys that could just kick butt in real life. Great voice. You can voice over anything, you know.
Excellent voice, yeah.
So, and The Gray was good. Did you see The Gray?
Still haven't seen it yet, no.
Holy.
I actually didn't go see a movie last weekend. And wow. That's like the first weekend this year that I haven't gotten to see a movie. It's just, I don't think anything interesting came out last weekend. Nothing I really cared to see. But I do want to see the gray, so I guess I could have gone to find that somewhere. One of the things I really like that Liam Neeson has done that I really enjoyed when I didn't know he was on it was Fallout 3. He plays a voice on there.
Ah. He does do a lot of movies, which is cool.
And they're good movies.
Yeah.
Any honorable mentions, Sean?
Yeah, I got Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Charlie Sheen. Oh, yeah. Don't ask me why. Sly, Will Smith, Christian Bale, Michael Biehn, Mr. T, and Burgess Meredith.
I had Mr. T on mine also.
Really?
Man, he was my hero growing up. I used to watch that cartoon.
I know. A-Team. He was the A-Team, man.
I didn't watch A-Team so much, but I watched the Mr. T cartoon, and he always had those group of kids where he'd talk about whatever the lesson was for the day from that cartoon. I loved him. Not to mention his ties with wrestling, too.
And whoever the voice of Shipwreck was. Oh, yes.
Did you say Harrison Ford?
No, I didn't say. I totally forgot about Harrison Ford.
How is Harrison Ford not on your list? Don't get that.
I don't know. I love Cowboys and Aliens. I watched it again the other day.
Mr. T, Dean Martin, Humphrey Bogart, Brandon Routh. Threw him on there because he basically did a really good job of being Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron, another guy I watched Family Matters growing up. I really liked his character. Tom Cruise, and there's a few more on here that I'm going to leave off because I know a lot of our – we actually got quite a few lists this week, so and I know they talk about some of them, so we'll go on with that. So let's break this up a little way, Sean. I'll do two emails. We only have one list sent in on the on our website, right?
I'll do that one.
Two? I figured you'd do that one. So what I was going to say was I'll do – you know, there's another one I cannot believe you don't have on your list. And you will probably kick yourself in the face. I don't even think he was in your honorable mentions. But it's the first one on this one. Todd Russell wrote in his top list. He says, my top man crushes are as follows. Number 10, Ryan Reynolds.
Very good. How did you forget like Ryan him? Reynolds. Well,
I thought you talk about him all the time. I thought he'd be.
I do like Ryan Reynolds.
All right. But he says he gets to be two kick-A superheroes, and he was tagging Scarlett Johansson. Number 9, Triple H. I worked out for 3 hours a day to try and look like this guy. It never happened. Number 8, Mick Mars, guitar player for Motley Crue. It was my favorite band growing up, and he was the band member with the dark side. Number 7, Steve Eizerman or Zerman? I'm not sure which one that is. I'm from Michigan, and I love the Red Wings.
Steve Eizerman.
Eizerman.
Yeah, I know one of the greatest hockey players. I hate him, but one of the greatest hockey players ever. Stevie Y.
Says he's a god in Detroit.
Go, Peter Forsberg.
Number 6.
That'll get him going.
Number is this the Red Wings? Are they the ones you showed me all those fights?
Yeah, with Colorado. I'm a big Colorado Avalanche fan, man. Sorry.
Okay. Number 6, Uncle Ted Nugent. He stands for everything I believe in. Unfortunately, he left my socialist state for your wonderfully free one. Number 5, Hugh Jackman. He gets to play Wolverine, and he just seems like the kind of guy you could hang out with. He's one I forgot to have on my.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Number 4, Clyde Drexler, the smoothest basketball player of all time, Clyde the Glide.
There you go.
Yeah, he played on the Houston College team with Hakeem Olajuwon, and in 1995 played with Hakeem Olajuwon on the championship team.
Yes.
Number 3, Christopher Reeves. When I was a kid, I wanted to be him as Superman. Number 2, Scott Hall. I met him when I was 12, and he was the coolest guy ever. It sucks to see how far he has fallen. Have you seen any of the stuff on Scott Hall here recently?
I haven't, but I know he's fallen off the deep end.
Oh, man. He is messed up with drugs. Bad. Yeah,
sad.
Number 1, John Elway. I idolized Elway all through middle and high school. I still have tons of Elway cards and starting lineups, but my crown jewel is an autographed photo that he signed when a friend of mine met him at a business meeting. His honorable mentions are Lou Ferrigno, Kevin Nash, Harrison Ford, and Bruce Lee.
Now, see, I should have thought about this. I should have put a couple of football players on here. Peter Forsberg would have been one of my man crushes, and Elway would have been one of my man crushes. I didn't think about that.
I did not have enough athletes. I don't have really any athletes on my list.
No, it's professional wrestlers.
Yeah. Dwayne Wade was definitely one. and his buddy on the same team, LeBron James. Now, I don't – the Heat is not my favorite team. I don't like them a lot, but I like – I'm Houston Rockets first, then Mavs, but I enjoy watching the Heat play. And I think both these guys, excellent players, and I think they have great charisma too.
They're jerks. I can't stand them. Either one of them. LeBron couldn't get it done with Cleveland. He had to go to a super team. No respect for him.
Does that not make sense to you, though? If you
No, it doesn't, because you got guys like Dirk that stick with their team through thick and thin. Dirk could have left and went and won a championship. I mean, crap, it's easy. Stick with your team, and you know, the players will come to you. You don't have to go talk to your buddies and form a super team. I hate that. I hate what it's become. You're going to end up having like five good teams, and the rest of the teams are going to be crap.
I don't know. It makes sense to me. If I want to win a championship, go where I can win a championship.
Well,
I think
it's real simple.
I don't think they have thought about it a lot.
I mean, now he's going to go up there and he's going to win it, and everybody's going to say, the only reason you won it is because of Dwayne Wade. What have you proved? I don't know. I think guys like Elway that stuck with our team for 17 years and finally won a Super Bowl, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, that's something to be admired, but I can't blame the guy for going where he can win a championship. I'm not going to blame him for it.
He went to two finals with Cleveland. It's like if he just would have stuck it out, he probably would have won several with Cleveland.
Don't people maybe want like changes in their lives at some point, Sean? Maybe want to try something else? I guess.
So you talk to your buddies and form a super team? I don't know. That, to me, that's not good for the game.
Next list, sent in by Hunter Bennett.
Hey, I know Hunter.
Do you?
He's in my youth group.
Oh, okay.
He's a good kid.
He says, hey, Sean and John, this is Hunter Bennett. I am sending you my top five man crushes. I don't really watch many movies or TV shows. Number five is Orlando Bloom. Even though he isn't a very good guy and all, but I still think he did an amazing job in Lord of the Rings as Legolas and also the Pirates of the Caribbean. Number four is Louis L'Amour. He is my second favorite author. If you don't know him, he wrote Westerns, i.e. The Quick and the Dead, Jubal Sackett, Haunted Mesa, and Last of the Breed. Number three is Brian Jacquez. He's my favorite author and wrote the Redwall series. Number two is Tim Tebow, a good, stout Christian, and I admire him for that, and he is also the only current football player I like. Number one is, drumroll please, Clint Eastwood, who I think is an amazing actor who plays in several cool movies.
Clint Eastwood!
Including, sorry, Hunter, I'm sorry Sean is interrupting your list right now.
Sorry.
He's an amazing actor who plays in several cool movies, including The Pale Rider, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Hang 'em High, The Outlawed Josie Wales,
yes,
and Bloodwork.
Outlawed Josie Wales. Dude, what about Gran Torino?
Yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
Golly, that was great. Yeah, Clint Eastwood was a good one. I can't believe I forgot him. And John Wayne. What am I thinking?
What are you thinking? Are you thinking at all, Sean?
No. I was blinded by Liam Neeson.
I was blinded by the beauty that is Liam Neeson.
Yes.
All right. Do your list that has been left for us on thenerdlist.com, and then I'll go back to email.
All right. Jinxie sends in a list that says, number 10, Michael Keaton, the Batman. Heck yes. Number 9, Sean Bean. He's like a British Chuck Norris. Number 8, Kevin Bacon. I don't even know why. Number 7, Liam Neeson. Sean has opened my eyes to the awesomeness that is Liam Neeson. Number 6, Warren Ellis. I loved everything I've read of his work. Number 5, Alec Rickman. Hans! The best voice in show business. Number 4, Grant Morrison. He's an insane genius. Number 3, Gary Oldman, my favorite actor. Number 2, J.H. Williams III, my absolute favorite comic book artist. The man can draw. Number 1, Tim Burton. I love everything this man has done. Sorry I haven't posted in a while. Schoolwork's been has really been on top of me recently, but the Nerd List has kept me going.
Thanks for the kind words, Jinxie.
Yes, sir.
And the final list that we got comes from our old friend Michael Fincher, who sends in his list. Number 10, Joel McHale, great intelligent comedian from the show Community. Number 9, Clint Eastwood, what do I need to say? He's a bad A mofo.
Yeah.
Number 8, Tom Cruise. Yeah, I know, it's a guilty sin. but he's a great action hero, and I ignore his Scientology and other quirkiness. I'm the same way. I can't help but like his work and admire him. Number 7, David Ogden Stiers, or Stiers, awesome actor who played Winchester on the show MASH. Not familiar with the show MASH, but you are, Sean, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I liked MASH.
Number 6, Alan Alda, versatile actor who played Hawkeye in MASH and hosted Scientific American Frontiers. Number 5, Christian Bale, great actor in Empire of the Sun, and of course, Batman.
Yes. Hurt, didn't it?
I don't know, maybe. Number 4, these are ones that I left off my list. Bob Novella, co-host of The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. You know that guy?
Yeah, we've had him on.
We did have him on. That was like a dream come true. That was awesome.
He's very smart.
He is. He knows his stuff, man. He studies that physics. He knows it. Number 3, Bruce Campbell, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness. Shame on John for failing to realize the absolute brilliance and magnitude of the first two movies. I love the first Evil Dead. Evil Dead 2, I did not like at all.
It was eh.
Huh?
It was eh. Which one? Evil Dead 2, it was okay.
I didn't care for Evil Dead
2. What horrible, I mean.
The first Evil Dead, I loved.
Yeah.
Army of Darkness, I also love. Number 2, Stephen Novella, host of The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and academic clinical neurologist at Yale. I had him on my list until I read Michael's today and saw that he was on there.
Ah.
He is the main guy on Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, that show that Bob came from.
Sure.
And obviously the brothers share the same last name. He just so intelligent and has such a well thought out way of responding to things and discussing them. Just, it's admirable. Definitely. Number 1, Carl Sagan, one of the most famous scientists of all time. Good choice with Carl Sagan. I that one completely skipped my thought. I've read his book, The Demon Haunted World. It's good stuff.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, I believe that is all that we have sent in, Sean. So that leaves us with what we're doing next week. And we had a suggestion, and we're actually going to bring the guy on who gave the suggestion. And that suggestion is things that we believe should be made into movies. So video games that need to be made into movies, or books that need to be made into movies, or TV shows that maybe could be adapted to movies.
Yeah.
So, that's what we'll be doing next week. And as always, you can call us at
901-466-6865.
Which also can be read as...
I'm on TNL.
Yeah, 901, I'm on TNL. And please call and leave us a voicemail with a question or two or comment that we can use on our 100th episode, which hopefully will be a callers-only show. But at the rate we're going, maybe not. And you can, of course, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com or find our website at
www.thenerdlist.com.
The W is for thought time, right?
Yes.
And iTunes reviews, always super helpful. And if you could send any of those our way, we would be super grateful for those. They take like a second to do. Click 5 stars and write, "Hey, I like this show." Something like that. It would make my day, and it would make Sean's day once I told him, because he wouldn't check it on his own.
Oh, brother.
And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list. I'm not really taking us out right there, because as you know, we have to continue to mess with Sean. This week, anytime we sit down to a meal, let's take a picture of it and send it to Sean. It doesn't matter if it's a home-cooked meal, a TV dinner, or a restaurant meal. Just take a quick picture of it and send it to him. And his number, one more time, is 940-390-7678. That's 940-390-7678.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Jurgen.
I just sharted.
Did you really?
No, remember? Remember the Would You Rather?
Oh, that's right. I've had a lot of people talk about that episode.
Yeah. I got several emails about talking about how funny that one was. You and Ryan, man. It's gold.
And we are welcoming you to the Nerdlist this evening. And I am John.
I'm not even going to dignify that.
Not even going to dignify it, huh?
Nope. All right. So go ahead and start with your number 9 again.
I'm gonna. But before I do, click there. Do as I say because I commanded it.
So you're going to send me a picture of this guy, aren't you?
I did.
Oh, okay, I know who he is. From Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, he's Bob.
You would. Okay, I don't need to look at all your lovers.
Just sending it to his IMDb page.
Yeah, I see him. John, he has horrible taste in men.
Oh my gosh.
You're saying this, ooh.